Right, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm going to start off the interview a little bit different. Is that good English or is that bad? That was terrible, wasn't it? A little bit different. I told you I'd gone into Cockney accent. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the Jive Aces, who are my guests today. You can get to see them. Hello, say hello.
Hello.
There we go. There's only a few of them in here. But what we're going to do is we're going to start off with a track from their brand new album, which is called Digging the Roots, Volume 2, Hot Jazz. We're going to kick off with the song called It's Been a Long Time, featuring, is that Tori?
Tony.
I can't see, I haven't got the glasses on. Tony Elizabeth
Prima,
thank you. I should have put glasses on before I came in today. She's not here with you, but she's your regular singer when you do gigs.
She's in America. So when we play in America, we use American singers. And when we were over here, we use them British singers.
Yes.
It's a visa thing. Tony Prima actually is, for people who are into our sort of music, she's the daughter of a guy called Louis Prima, who is a really famous, iconic singer and trumpet player in America, but most known over here because he was actually played the voice of King Louis in The Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book,
yeah,
in the Disney one, which I saw actually in Brentwood when I was a little kiddie, because I was living here then.
Yeah, because a lot of you are from this area as well, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, it's like coming home.
Yes, although you do all sound very posh. Brentwood is quite posh. I'm from Seven Kings, Ilford. I went to school in Dagenham.
Oh, well, we started the band in Dagenham, actually. We lived
in Dagenham.
Did you? Whereabouts?
River
Clack. Is that the boys' school, is it?
No,
it's the girls' school.
How you've changed. Anyway, this is from the album, don't forget, Digging the Roots, Volume 2 with Hot Jazz, and this is It's Been a Long Time.
Kiss me once, kiss me twice, kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt this, my dear, can't remember when. It's been a long, long time.
I think you should all give yourself a round of applause for that. It's fabulous.
Amazing.
That is absolutely brilliant. Now, I'm joined in the studio by the Jive Aces. Their new album, Digging the Roots, Volume 2, Hot Jazz, is out now. The Jive Aces are the UK's number one jive and swing band, and they play over 300 shows a year all over the world. And joining me in the studio, hopefully I've got everybody's name, we've got Grazia, who's not playing today. Hello. We've got Ian on ukulele and vocals, trombone with Alex. We've got sax with John.
Hey.
Piano with Vince. And drums with Peter.
Hello.
Have I missed anybody out?
No, not here.
All right, okay, that's fine. Now, you're going to be speaking for the band today.
For the band.
So it's really nice to have you in the studio. We're going to talk about some dates that you've got coming up because you're playing locally. But I didn't realise, as you were saying, a lot of you grew up in this area.
Yeah, yeah. This was like, I lived in 47 Queens Road in Brentwood.
Mm.
And there'll be a plaque on it one day. And yeah, something like that. And then lived in Billericay after that. Or Billericay, and me and the drummer, Peter, he went to school in Billericay, at Mayflower School. In the old days, that Billericay and Mayflower School didn't go on so well. I had a girlfriend who went to Billericay School, and it was like Romeo and Juliet. We were meant to see each other. John, the sax player, was Rush Green, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I grew up in Rush Green in Romford. And I went to school in Dagenham.
Yay!
Robert Clack. Woo!
And we started.
Rugby team.
And me and the bass player lived in Dagenham when we started the band. Yeah.
This is the 12th album, so you're one of the original members of the band. You are the band.
Yeah. I am.
You are the founder.
The originals.
So what made you, is this the sort of music that you grew up to, because you're not from that generation, because you're a young man. Was it your parents that got you into this style of music?
In a way, inadvertently, basically, like, yeah, when I was a little kid, my mum used to have one of those little actual old record players, and me and my sister used to put the records on, and there was, you know, it was Bill Haley's Rock Around the Clock, and then there was a Tommy Dorsey big band swing single. We just used to play the music and dance around. Then when I was sort of probably about 12 or 13, I was into Elvis and rock and roll. In those days, you had, you know, vinyl. You used to actually read the sleeve notes while you were playing your new album, and it would say, you know, Elvis was influenced by, you know, these blues artists, by so and so, whatever. So then I'd go out to the record shop and find those blues artists, and I sort of worked my way back until I liked everything from early jazz and swing through to rock and roll and, you know, Ray Charles and very, very, very early soul sort of stuff. Mm. So it's quite a diverse thing, but it's just, I think nearly everything I listen to is from before I was born. And then I met the other guys who sort of like the similar music. And, yeah, sort of started from there, really.
So is it the three of you that have been in it from the very beginning?
Yeah, basically, yeah. So we're like the core.
Yeah.
And then Vince on the piano came along a little later, and so did Alex on the trombone. He was probably 11 when we first met him or something silly like that.
Oh, and he's not much older now.
No, it's only the moustache that makes him look older. Yeah, it's almost like being a family of gypsies, I think. No, we're like, you know, it's like being married to each other. We're in 12 hours in a van all the time. We spend most of our lives together and we get on really well together. We have a similar taste in music, though not so similar that it's boring. You know, and when we're doing arrangements or writing material or whatever, we just get on and it works. The chemistry works really well. So we've got similar sorts of stupid sense of humour, and which is needed after 12 hours in a van.
Now, you've just played Ronnie Scott's recently.
Yeah, it is the foremost jazz club in this country, and the most well-known jazz club in the world, actually, for the UK. And we play it probably about four or more times a year. It's always sold out when we play, and I love the people that come and see us, because often they're sort of people that are taking a family member for a birthday or something like that, and they travel down from, you know, York or whatever to come just for that show. And it's wonderful. Yeah, wonderful experience.